April 30th, Friday. What must you do in order to save the field? And whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. You mustn't take this verse lightly. Usually most people only see the shell or exterior. Those who live in the empty and abandoned places are a part of this. However, they have a tendency to hide this fact. That's why it's imperative to possess the eyes to see those empty and abandoned places and develop strength to save them. The things David conquered in advance. 1 Samuel 18, verse 7. And the women sang to one another as they celebrated, Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his 10,000s. David saw in advance what others couldn't, and enjoyed what he had already possessed. As a result, all the hardships that David faced became the content of his journey as an evangelist. How did David enjoy that content on his journey? Number one, spiritual strength and spiritual conquest. David possessed the spiritual strength to conquer in advance. Working as a shepherd, he gained and enjoyed great spiritual strength, and his spiritual eyes were opened. As a result, when the Philistines and Goliath invaded and attacked, David wasn't taken aback like the rest of the Israelites. Instead, he saved his nation with the spiritual strength that he had already possessed. Even when King Saul became jealous and threatened David's life, he acknowledged that God had allowed all situations and proceeded to overcome all circumstances. Number two, the spiritual summit. God raised David as the spiritual summit. Every path that David took became the content of his spiritual journey. In the end, through the answers as a skills and cultural summit that he had received from God, David saved the world. By accurately enjoying the gospel and prayer in their childhood, remnants must create their own spiritual fundamentals. Afterward, every journey that remnants go on will become the evangelist's journey to save all the empty and lifeless places. Dear God, armed with spiritual strength, help me to become the spiritual summit who goes on the evangelist's journey to save the empty and lifeless places found in the 237 nations of the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.